From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents Kenny P. and his band.
Drove home from Cleveland on a snowy winter morn, thinking about the night ahead and the night I had before. Staying up all night, cause that was just my style, and I don't believe I've been there for a while. I learned a heartache at the age of 21. Hit the bottle just to mask my pain with fun. I met a million people and the world was just a mile, and I don't believe I've been there for a while. No, I don't believe I've been there for a while. So bye bye, I said goodbye to those days. Mistakes I made, cause I didn't think it through. Oh Lord, it brings me down, and I couldn't even smile. And I don't believe I've been there for a while. No, I don't believe I've been there for a while. So bye bye, I said goodbye to those days. Staying up all night, cause that was just my style, and I don't believe I've been there for a while. No, I don't believe I've been there for a while.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker. This is Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season. And what you're about to hear is Red Barn Radio's 690th live studio performance. How about that? It's worth a hand. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents Kenny P. Though he grew up in Cleveland, Kenny's lived in lots of America, and he's been playing music and writing his songs long enough to know what he's doing. I think you'll agree. Please welcome Kenny P. to the Red Barn stage.
She was 18, a country boy's dream. The prettiest girl this old town's ever seen. She left for the city, no ticket home. Someone said Broadway was where she belonged. Yesterday's girls are on the salon floor. I still love her. She ain't mine anymore. She got a new tattoo, a hard look in her eye. What in the world had been to that girl with yesterday's curls? Nightlife on Broadway, heaven for a while. Now the essence of innocence has gone from her smile. Her dress is cut short. She got the knee-high boots. Well, her hair and her pride are both black and blue. Yesterday's curls are on the salon floor. I still love her. She ain't mine anymore. Yesterday's girls. The one thing I've learned, and I know for a fact, well, love and hair can always grow back. Yesterday's curls on the salon floor, but I still love her just as much as before. She's got the new tattoo, that old look in her eyes. come back to my world. I still love you, girl, with yesterday's curls. Oh, come back to my world. I still love you, girl, with yesterday's curls.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker, speaking with Kenny P. Here's Brad.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Nice to have you with us here on Red Barn Radio. Our guest tonight is Kenny P., and he's here with his hot band. I can't call you the hot band. I guess that name's already been taken. These guys are here from Nashville, but come from all over. Kenny, you currently live down in Nashville, but you grew up in Cleveland.
I don't know if I ever actually grew up, but I... about 19 years of my life there, and then I lived in Tempe, Arizona.
So back in the Cleveland first 19 years of your life period, did you live in a good home rife with music and adults who believed that musicians are special people who should follow their dreams?
Oh, absolutely.
Good.
My whole family sings and plays instruments, and you know, I was in a band with my aunt, my uncle, and my sister for like 6 of those years.
When you were an early teen?
The band was after that, but growing up, always music going on. My aunt and uncle always in bands. We went out to see them. You know, my dad plays the banjo. When we go on family vacations, we'd, you know, sing in the car and sing harmonies. And, you know, really, really cheesy stuff that you see in movies.
No, it's really nice. It doesn't sound cheesy at all. It sounds lovely.
The days go by so fast. All the shadows of what's living in the past. As the smoke clears from the bottom of my glass, I realize those days weren't meant to last. Let's get looking to the years we've got ahead. Keep on moving till you're sleeping in my bed. Brave the waters that keep us shaking in our cans. 'Cause there ain't no time for living when you're dead. Wasting time ain't fun. First we learn to walk, 'cause we gotta learn to run. Take on off just like a bullet from a gun. Move on so we can sail into the sun. Let's get looking to the years we've got in hand. Keep on moving till you're sleeping in my bed. Brave the waters that keep us shaking in our cans. 'Cause there ain't no time for living. You can sit and wait instead. Maybe do, probably dream it in your head. To leave the life you got, collecting dust up in your shed. 'Cause there ain't no time for living when you're dead. No, let's get looking to the years we've got ahead. Keep on moving till you're sleeping in my bed. Brave the waters that keep us shaking in our cans. 'Cause there ain't no time for living when you're dead. No, there ain't no time for living when you're dead. No, there ain't no time for living when you're dead. Thank you.
How big is this family of yours? You mentioned a sister.
Yeah, I just have a sister, but I mean, my dad's got three siblings, my mom's got two siblings, and they all have kids, and we all know each other.
So is that chunk of your family still all grounded up in Cleveland?
Most of which are, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. And so how did you end up in Arizona?
I went to Arizona State, and I did not finish. So it's my dad likes to say he's got a $25,000 T-shirt. And then, you know, eventually ran out of money and moved home.
What was the reason for going out to Arizona to go to school?
I went there. They have a good music program there. I joined that. You know, at least enrolled in those classes. And
you went out there with sort of music in mind, and was it your hope that you would sort of like ground yourself in music theory and all that stuff?
It was a lot of like music theater, some classical, vocal music.
Oh, all right. Mostly for singing then.
Yes.
Did you have some good experience out there performing? And
I mean, we had a lot of fun, yeah, and got to play out a bunch, but yeah, it was great.
So by that point in time, were you already writing songs and sort of thinking along the lines of something more like what you're doing now?
I was trying to, yeah, trying to write songs. And
was that your first time ever out to that part of the country?
Yeah.
When you went out there for college? How did you like it?
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah? Well, yeah. How so?
I like the heat. Cleveland's cold. Arizona's hot.
Yeah, right. They are really pretty much polar opposites, aren't they, those two places.
Her eyes were like diamonds. Her heart was like coal. Had the warmth of her hearth in the dead of the cold. She was sharp as a dagger, digging deep in your soul, with a fire that could swallow you whole. Hardened bandito from the dust and the desert, with black eyes that showed all the storms and heat weather. She was his muse, but that bastard knew better. Both bound by the hearts that they stole. When it all came around, they fell to the ground. Forces beyond their control. The heaviest hands grasping for sand couldn't help them get back what they sold. The silent goodbye, thick as the blood that was spilled on the floor. Love was a beggar with its palm to the sky. Whatever they gave it, just one more. It all came around, it fell to the ground. Forces beyond their control. The heaviest hands grasping for sand can help them get back where they sold. Get back where they sold.
got out there, you spent a couple of years, and then back to Cleveland.
Back to Cleveland.
Yeah, yeah. And how long were you there before you made your next move?
Well, let's see, that was about 2008, and moved from there in, I guess, 2015, so 7 years.
Were you reunited with some of your artistic friends back in Cleveland, and did you sort of rekindle some of your musical ties there?
Oh, yeah, and then, you know, my wife and I, we started a jam night out there that we did for a few years, and all of our friends got to come out, and it was, you know, jamming with everybody, friends and family, and kind of like an open mic night kind of feel, but anybody could get up and jam with anybody all night. It was awesome.
Did you all meet in Arizona, or are you all...
No, we actually, we went to high school together, reconnected after I moved back from Arizona.
So that's the very, very best part of what happened when you came back to Cleveland.
Oh, absolutely.
Stand a kind of fella. He saw the roses, he would bend down and smell them. He got two left shoes on his two left feet, causing all the kinds of problems with the girls that he meet. And it's out to going out to the club, talking to the ladies, trying to fall in love. Stepped out onto the dance, all the ladies go away. He knew his roots, he knocked his boots, he's what he had to say. We're not living in a love song, we just play the melody. But you and I together makes a perfect harmony, yeah. Life ain't always perfect, what we sing, what we read. We're not living in a love song, don't expect us to be free. I had a girl who's always tricking, always cheating. Almost like that she was working the streets, and every night had to go away. When I asked her where she going, she got nothing to say. And I called her out when I was one of my dudes. I tried to say, "Homie, man, that this here is rude." She looked and smiled to the words that I said. She said, "Hey, for my baby, you can settle when you're dead." We're not living in a love song, we just play the melody. But you and I together makes a perfect harmony, yeah, yeah, yeah. Life ain't always perfect, what we sow, what we reap. We're not living in a love song, don't expect us to be. Living in a love song, we just play the melody. You and I together makes a perfect harmony. Life ain't always perfect, what we sow and what we reap. We're not living in a love song. Oh, we're not living in a love song.
Bringing us then to the present, you live in Nashville now.
Yes, sir.
What was it that sort of made you feel compelled to make the move to Nashville at that particular time?
Well, you know, we had been down to Nashville a few times, really enjoyed it a lot, and then I was playing in a band for about 6 years up in Cleveland. Kind of just got to a point where if we needed any more exposure to make the next step, it was to try and move to where everybody was going in order to do so.
Were you able to get everybody else to do that, or was it just you, and they said, yeah, you go ahead down there, call us when we got some good gigs?
It was me and the wife moved down, and then ended up finding these fine gentlemen over the course of a couple of years. And
well, that was my next question, was how did you find these good, fine gentlemen?
Mostly by accident, to be honest. I got put together with Paul, our guitar player, one day, and we just kind of clicked, and we've been playing together almost 5 years now. Mike, we're friends from back in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
You said that you and Paul played together, meaning did the two of you do a lot of things just as a duo?
we get put with a random third a lot on acoustic gigs down on Broadway. Paul and I were there every single one for the last almost 5 years. But
I don't understand what you mean. You said you get put together with a random third.
At the bar we work at, play at, I should say.
Yes, okay.
They've got a guy who books the three different stages there every single day. And, you know, in the morning they do acoustic and they want three people. So they'll put like a third person. There's a number of people that they rotate through to play there.
So occasionally that's a good experience, but I would imagine occasionally it's also very annoying.
Absolutely, yeah. You hit the nail on the head there.
Yeah.
There's no reason to be ashamed being played by someone else's game. We're all born with broken hearts. Stay together till they fall apart. You can fight because of people say pushing through is the only way. You can fight because of foolish pride. You can fight because you cannot hide. If you want to lay your burdens down, no one is around. Fight till they fall. Let those tears go rolling down. Fight till they fall. When you know no one stands around, fight till they fall. Loneliness comes back around. Love is always breaking down. Tell yourself what you need to say to get you through the end of the day. Let them fall just like a river flow. It's the only way to free your soul. Let them fall down like a driving rain. It's the only way to ease your pain. If you want to soothe your troubled mind, leave it all behind. Fight till they fall. Let those tears go rolling down.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Kenny P and his band, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Kenny P and his band after this break. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.
Let them fall just like a driving rain. If you want to eat your pain, fight till they fall. Oh, fight till they fall. Fight till they fall. And fight till they fall. Yeah. If I do they fall. If I do they fall.
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Kenny P and his band, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
I said, now this is nothing new, it's how it's always been. I can force a smile, it all seems kind of fair. Everything has changed, you don't look the the same at me. I'm making new arrangements. See what there is to see. Cause baby, no, that ain't the half of it. Baby, it's time to call it quits. I said, I guess it would be nice. Everybody I know seems to give advice, but I'm the only fool who ever seeks it twice. But you're filling me up just to pull me out, making sure that every drop gets to the ground. Said I guess it would be nice if I, oh Lord, and did I say I'd be fine when you're gone? Nah, 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 nah. Did I say that it's time to move on? Said I'm moving on now, moving on home.
After high school in Texas, you ended up at Berkeley.
Well, Berkeley was a great place for me, I felt.
Julian Rodriguez.
I guess every young person thinks that they have it figured out. And the day one, it was, you know, humbled me. And
is know, that how you felt yeah. when you got there? I dare you to teach me something, I don't know.
Maybe not to that extent, but I definitely thought I was better than some of the people I was around. But that wasn't exactly true. I had a lot of growing to do, and I felt like I really did it while I was there.
Yeah, did you go there specifically to study bass?
Yeah.
You did, yep. All right.
Electric bass.
You play bass with a pick.
I do.
Always.
Some people say I'm breaking the law.
Did anybody at Berkeley tell you, I know that's not permitted here?
No, actually, I've been playing bass with a pick ever since I started playing. As a bass player, you don't have pedals, you don't have picks. I wanted to have picks. I wanted to have something to say, oh, I use this to play. But I never did it full time until I started playing with them. I got a little pain in my hand and just started playing with it full time and haven't stopped.
So at Berkeley, then were you in a fraternity of players who all played with picks?
I didn't play it much at Berkeley. At Berkeley, it was mostly fingerstyle.
Oh, it was? Okay.
But I always practiced it or always did it on my own.
So you ended up in Nashville. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a common thread here among you. How was Nashville for you? Was it what you expected?
Not quite, you know. Everybody, I guess, has their expectations of moving there and becoming a studio musician, but and not that I was exactly doing that, but when I first moved there, I worked at Target for about a month and a half, and then a gig kind of just fell into my lap, and it's been a wild ride ever since, honestly. I mean, it's been one thing after another. It's been a lot of fun, especially since I met these guys about 7 or 8 months ago, whatever.
Can't remember how the world once was. Since you came swinging in with your wrecking ball, oh. Never thought I was gonna let you in. My concrete walls went paper thin. Daddy always told me, son, be a man. You gotta be tough like I'm a Dillon's king. You came around and really showed me how my concrete walls came tumbling down. Ooh, demolition day. Fed me love until my heart
me down like an anchor. Ooh, sweet Savior, I couldn't breathe till you, honey, smothered me. Never thought I was gonna let you in. My concrete walls went paper thin.
Mike McLaughlin is back on drums and percussion. Mike is originally from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, nailed it.
Tell us about your training. When did you become a drummer?
I have literally no training. Playing drums when I was about 10 years old, and I ended up wearing through some phone books, and my dad was like, okay, we can't have you wearing through all the phone books, trying to play Keith Moon and Zeppelin and all that stuff that people like to play when they're the young rock kids. I got a drum set, and I took lessons for about 6 months, and then I got frustrated because I didn't like reading. That's been a common theme. I kind of just jumped around, and I listen to stuff, and I gravitate towards things that have interesting drum parts. I'm a big fan of old, like, Tower Power and stuff that has really cool percussive drum stuff. And just kind of seek stuff that interests me and try to copy it by ear. I wanted to go to music school when I went to college, and I didn't get in because I couldn't read. And then ended up dropping out and actually joined the Marine Corps for 5 years and ended up in Nashville when I got out and thought, well, I'll give it another shot. And then met all these guys kind of by accident. I knew Paul when we were younger. We were from the same spot, and I contacted him before moving to Nashville and ended up moving in. It was kind of a place to crash and figure out what I'm doing. And kind of by accident, we ended up being scheduled the same day for the same gig, and it was pretty cool.
Did you and Paul know each other as musicians in Wilkes-Barre?
Yeah. There weren't too many people that played. Paul's he's a great player of everything, but he was a great blues player even when he was 12, 13 years old. So I knew him from that. There was only a handful of kids, really, in middle school or high school that actually listened to old B.B. King and stuff. He was one of them. So we actually didn't play. I think we played 2 gigs, maybe, before kind of split our separate ways for college and all that. And then came back, and we've been playing almost every day for 3 years now. So we've gotten to know each other all pretty well as musicians and people, too.
Left my mom and dad. I was 17 years old, trying to find the purpose of my soul. Well, I got in with the band, drinking hard and blowing snow, all in the name of rock and roll. And the road is long and lonely, going fast but not going far. These ghosts along the highway are tearing me apart. I've got to ride along forever, destination unknown, 'cause these ghosts along the highway will follow me home.
it's not in my mind. So I don't know why she's crying all the time. With words we left unsaid, she won't even know I'm gone. Tearing me apart. Now I've got to ride along forever. Destination unknown. Cause these ghosts along the highway will follow me home.
Paul, you and Julian did not know each other at Berklee.
That's right.
How did you end up at Berklee? You were playing blues when you were 12.
Yeah.
How do you fit all that, so the rock and the blues, into all of your jazziness?
Paul Scroy.
Yeah, I played some jazz for a while. I played a jazz or two, that's what Mike said. There was a guy in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania named Spencer Reed. He taught me a lot about harmony and some jazz language. He knew a lot about the stuff that I was interested in at the time. So then when I got to Berklee, I had a head start on a lot of things, especially music theory. I knew a good amount before I got there.
Did you always have a brain for that?
No, although I think with music theory, you can't get better at playing music without organizing these sounds in your head one way or another.
Uh-huh.
Learning music theory is just one way to organize the sounds in your head. If you don't learn it the way that the Germans did in the 18th century, you make up your own way. Everybody has their own concept of music theory one way or another.
Doesn't seem that Berklee is the place that people just decide, well, I'm going to go there. You have to be invited to go there?
There's an audition process and
yeah,
the whole, you know, the whole bit.
So when you auditioned, you were 18 years old?
I was right. 17.
Oh, 17.
Yeah,
okay.
Around there.
Did you feel at that point pretty confident that that was going to be a program that was the right program for you?
When I found out I could go to Berklee, a lot of my favorite, especially jazz guitar players, but musicians of all disciplines, like Bill Frisell, John Scofield, Steve Vai, John Abercrombie.
Oh, wow.
Tons of them. You know, John Abercrombie has nothing to do with the clothing company. Gary Burton.
Yeah, you know, right.
No relation to the skateboard man, but
The vibes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
You finished, and you decided to go down to Nashville, too.
Mm-hmm.
You, too. Why do jazz players go to Nashville?
If you really dig into the country music language. Really, up until very recently, the jazz, swing, bebop language is very much a part of country music. Really, up until, I'd say, the late 90s, around there, anyway. Most of the great country guitar players, bluegrass guitar players, also have, you know, a pretty comprehensive jazz background, too. The language is easily transferable.
Do you also play bluegrass music?
I do. I play a lot of bluegrass music.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Not on this. That would be sacrilegious.
That would be.
But yeah, Bill Monroe would have a few words for me.
I don't feel much like the man you say I am. To be quite honest, I feel like you don't give a damn. If you wanna hit the bricks now, baby, I'll understand. But I'm gonna give you everything I got while I got the chance. And somehow, I love you sounds a lot like goodbye. You feel like a memory in these arms of mine. And you know it feels so good, but it just don't feel right. And it feels like I'm loving you for the last time. Last time you kissed me, you were with tears in your eye. You promised that you'd love me, say you always be mine. But time goes on and people change, ain't nothing stays the same. How can something so beautiful turn into pain? And somehow, I love you sounds a lot like goodbye. You feel like a memory in these arms of mine. And you know it feels so good, but it just don't feel right. And it feels like I'm loving you for the last time. Yeah, it feels like the last time.
We would like to thank Kenny P. and his band for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give a very special thanks to Nick Lazaroff for his production photography. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook and YouTube Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. It's your chance to hear more great live Kentucky music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU. And we also thank the members of our studio audience for being with us this evening, for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. We have updates and further information on our guests and on our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available at eventbrite.com, Lexington. Hey, next week, Red Barn Radio welcomes JT Word, A rockin' musician, JT Word, turns grief and loss into anthems you can groove to. Come rock with us next week, 7 p.m., here on the Red Barn stage. And now, could you guys grace us with one more before we head out tonight? All right, let's welcome them back, folks. Woo!
Drops of sunlight peeking underneath the fall. The moon is sinking in the sky. I'm up and pacing what I should be, sleeping like a dog, yeah. But I just toss and turn all night. I'm just a ragdoll in a ragtag local bar. A troubadour of sorts, hey, hey, yeah. We travel on around, but I don't go very far, no. Be-de-de-de-do-it someday, yeah. Whoa, 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 yeah. Whoa, whoa. Tongue-in-cheek is a phrase that I've really grown to know. Time and place just ain't my style. The words are the key to the gate, to the keeper of my soul, yeah. So I keep talking for a while, yeah. I'm just a ragdoll in a ragtag local bar. A troubadour of sorts, I say, hey, yeah. We travel all around, but I don't go very far, no. Do it someday, yeah. Whoa, whoa, oh, 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 whoa, yeah. Whoa, whoa. Putata, putata, putata,
do it someday. Do it someday. Do it someday. Someday. Yeah.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Kenny, Paul, Julian, and Mike for being with us tonight. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment online at AccuPrint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at RedBarnRadio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time, as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.